Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's hard to believe that Trevor Noah hosted The Daily Show for 7 years, and I guess he's recently said, I'm done.
It feels like he's only done it for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's how long Jon Stewart's been gone. And I guess I didn't know this, but again, I honestly have not watched a lot of The Daily Show with Trevor on it. I guess for the last 7 years, he has told the exact same joke every Groundhog Day. And here's a compilation of him telling the joke over the last 7 years.
Today is Groundhog Day. Today is Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day! Yeah! And also, what the hell
is Groundhog Day?
People pull a rodent out of the ground and then ask the animal to predict the weather.
Really? This is so unfair. Because if Africans were doing like this and you heard that we pulled animals out of the ground... Like, there are villages in Africa where people wear animal skin, and if I tried to explain that Americans use groundhogs to predict the weather, they'd be like,
that's funny.
Okay, I don't even know what the hell he just said at the last part. I think it's, it's written down here.
Yeah,
but why not use the satellite data? That's what he said. And they just put them all together, seven of those punchlines together. And that edited piece.
I think that's super creative, especially if this is the first time anyone's heard this. Like, that he's admitted, like, oh, I've done the same joke every year for Groundhog's Day the entire time I was the host. But if that's the case, also, I kind of like, if I was going to, like, we probably should have thought out the joke a little bit better. It's not a terrible joke, but, you know, if I'm doing that same joke every day, every year for the same reason, okay.
Yeah, I think it's a clever joke. Basically, you know, we tend to think that some of those tribal groups in Africa that wear all the animal pelts and everything and look like traditional sort of like way back in the day type of tribal groups, they're ones going, just use satellite data, idiots.
I got the joke. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's pretty clever. I think it's even more clever, though, that because honestly, Steve, I don't know if I would remember he did that joke last year if I watched the show on the reg. You know, like I would just go, oh, that's a funny joke, but I don't know if I would remember that he actually told it every year to say,
are times I'm watching a movie for the first 15 minutes and it finally dawns on me that I've seen this movie. So, yeah, I know for a fact that wouldn't even have realized that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome that he was like, I'm going to do this every Groundhog's Day. It would even be better if we did it every Valentine's Day. People go, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, you know, every year I repeat the same joke, you know, Groundhog on Valentine's. So Trevor Noah, but I did. So yeah, he's, I think, am I wrong? I think he is done. I think he said he was retiring and I don't know who's taking over. Yeah. But,
let's bring back up. Was it Craig Kilborn? Was he the first Daily Show?
Oh, you're right. Yes.
I don't know what the hell he's doing these days.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Craig Kilborn? Right. He had a talk show for a while, didn't he?
He was doing, I know he was like a sports guy. Then he did the talk. Then he did the Daily Show. Then he did a talk show. I don't know what's happened since then though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Late Show with Craig Kilborn.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then I guess it was a show called The Kilborn File.
I don't remember that at all.
No.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And even though Craig Kilborn was really good on The Daily Show, boy, Jon Stewart's the one that made it.
Yes, 100%.
It is really tough. You know, it's really tough. It's sort of like Weekend Update. It really takes a while for you to get over the last host and give the new host a chance. Like, you know, Colin Jost and Michael Che, I don't know how long it took those guys to finally, you know, because now I watch them and I go, I can't imagine anybody else doing Weekend Update, but so many great people have done it over the years. And I've always said that. I'm like, oh, they'll never be able to replace these folks or that person. And then boom, it happens. I don't, you know, know, so I don't know if that happened for Noah because I never watched the show. But I mean, he was on for 7 years, so somebody must have liked him.
So I said, also don't forget there's Stephen Colbert. He was before Trevor Noah, you know, after Jon Stewart.
Stephen Colbert was on the Daily Show. I thought he was just a correspondent. He was a correspondent.
Okay.
And I think so was Steve Carell. I think that's where he got his
Samantha
start.
Steve Carell. Steve Carell is where I first remember is from the Daily Show. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Daily Show definitely has put out some amazing talent. Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, Craig Kilborn wasn't the host of the Late Show. It was Craig Ferguson. No, Kilborn did it as well. I believe it didn't last very long.
Yeah. I mean, Craig Ferguson, you're right. He was my favorite late night talk show host of all time. Craig Ferguson. I love Craigie
Ferguson. Of all time.
That's what everybody calls him, Craig. You know, if you're a fan of him, you call him Craigie Ferg. That was what we all called him. And dude, I love that guy. I thought he was so quick, so amazing. The improvisational, you know, his interactions with Stephen Wright. It was like those two were like the favorite guest host combo, and they would come on all the time, and they'd be the weirdest, best interviews ever. But he's just great at improv, Craig Ferguson. So you just didn't know what you would get from all of those, you know, sit down interviews with people.
I thought he was great too, but I don't know if I'd put him in my top three.
Oh wow!
Of talk show hosts of all time.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, nobody's coming anywhere near David Letterman, if you ask me.
Look, I know my pick is probably not. Yeah. I mean, look, it's hard to say that, you know, David Letterman doesn't deserve to be in the Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I agree. I just like Craig Ferguson better than all of them. And it's just me. It's just a taste thing, you know, as opposed to talent or whatever, you know, it's kind of hard to argue because obviously Carson and Leno and Letterman have had amazing runs. Jimmy Fallon has surely, you know, become an amazing host and he's actually changed the industry. I could argue Jimmy Kimmel did too. So yeah. Well, yeah. Probably a lot of people would be ahead of Craig Ferguson.
Trevor Noah is worth $100 million.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm worth $19 million.
Are you still
so
at 19?
No, you're not, sir.
Uh-oh, wait
how
a second.
That was, wait, yes, I, 2 days ago it was 1.9. Yesterday was 19 million.
Yesterday was 19.
Okay.
And apparently that dog is draining you all of your money because you only have 800,000.
This net worth site is so stupid.
You lost it in one day. What did you do on that airplane?
Yeah.
What kind of drinks were you buying? I know you're not a gold status anymore, so you got to probably pay for your food, but I don't think they charge that much.
Hey, very exciting, though. Alaska's letting us coach people get fruit and cheese plates again. So that was exciting. Very, very exciting.
Look at you.
That's
a lap of luxury.
$18 million for a cheese plate, huh?
They have raised the price a little bit on the cheese plates since we could get them before back in the day. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's where my $19 million went.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.